Hey guys, welcome back to Fit Friends Happy Hour. We decided to do a series of episodes to get you fired up for the new year and to stay on track. Last week we talked goals. This week we're actually going to give you some steps to put these things in action. So today we're going to talk about our top four tips to you deciding to be healthy. Okay, what now? Let's get started.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, what's up?
There's no good ways to start these podcasts. We've just decided we're awkward and we're learning as we go. Well, it's the new year now. It is 2017, which is crazy. What was your favorite thing that happened in 2016?
2016 has been my favorite year because I had Samantha. And I'm not just saying that because it's pretty awesome.
Samantha was a pretty great gift, if I do say so myself.
And she's officially 8 months as of a couple days ago.
We always laugh, or I always laugh, because in my head, I think Samantha's this large toddler now, even though, I don't know, I think she's huge, because in all the pictures, Lauren is holding her, and if you don't know Lauren, you'll have to see a full body shot of her, of us standing next together, because she's not the tallest person, and so in my head, I think Samantha's huge, but really, Samantha's even tinier.
Okay, so what was your favorite part about 2016?
Gosh, so many. I feel like 2016 was a very big year for me, just transitional. But the top, I can't pick one. Obviously, Samantha, my goddaughter, and also my niece, Caroline. So that's two small, beautiful children in my life that aren't my own that I get to give back, which is even better. And becoming a dietitian, that was a huge thing. And just starting a real big girl job.
You work so hard for things that actually came into fruition in 2016.
Yeah, I feel like I'm finally starting
to payday.
Yeah, see my hard work. So that was exciting. Well, let's just get right into our first tips. A lot of people say, okay, new, you know, that whole new year, new me, or I want to get healthy. So we wanted to give you guys some tips to really just get started and get into it. So tip number one is simple as that. Decide. Make the decision right here, right now. Listening to this podcast, if you're driving in your car, if you're working out, if you're getting ready, whatever it is, decide in your head, I'm going to be healthier. Think about, why is this even important to you? I always make my clients think of a superficial reason, but then like a deep, really, why is your health important to you? What's going to keep you motivated? Another reason I say decide is, I kind of use this, not a trick, but I do this to my clients or potential clients. I have so many people come up to me and say, you know, oh, Katie, I really want you to help me get healthier. I need you to kick my butt, whatever it may be. And so I kind of put it back on them. I say, okay, I want you to log your food for 3 days, 2 days during the week, 1 day during the weekend, and send it back to me. Here's my email. Right away, I know those who have decided to commit to their health and making a change because they'll do their homework and they'll send it back to me. Those who aren't ready, I know because they quit right there. They're not actually ready. They haven't decided to get started.
A lot of us have probably had moments in our life where we were like really, really into it, really ready to go, sort of the new year, sort of a new month. And then other times that we're like, yeah, I probably should get to this. And if you're in that kind of like, I know I should probably start something new, but I don't really quite feel like it, I would just say fake it till you make it. Tell yourself, I'm just going to get started on Monday. I'm going to just put my thoughts aside. I'm just going to go to that 5 a.m. class on Monday morning. And I'm just not even going to think about it. I'm just going to do the healthy things that I know. After doing them for a couple of days, you'll start to feel some of those benefits and then you'll be full in.
You took the words out of my mouth is don't overthink it, just decide. But also think about who is this going to affect other than you? This should be something that's important to you personally, but you know, how is this healthier lifestyle going to affect those around you? Maybe you're going to inspire or motivate someone else. Maybe like Lauren with Samantha, obviously. You being healthy is going to have such a huge impact on her life. You're a better role model. Lastly, kind of envision, what would this look like or what would it feel like? What does healthier mean? Does it look aesthetically a certain way? Does it feel like you have more energy? Do you feel like your pants fit looser? You know, however you define it, start there.
Yeah, and I would add, many of us know what healthy is to us, and it's okay to just start there. It's okay to start with the basics that you know. And if you don't have a lot of basics in your toolbox, then that's what we're here for.
Amen. Tip number two, pick one area first. If you haven't already, go back and listen to episode 3, where we talked about making it happen. We really broke this down of the different areas you could work on. As far as your health, you know, health goes mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, but pick one area first. I'm going to use the example of nutrition because I think that's a very common, relatable one. Let's say you want to be healthier from a nutrition and a food standpoint. Number one is you've got to research. You've got to learn about nutrition. It's a complicated topic, but it doesn't have to be. So start by looking up credible sources. There are some blogs out there that are awesome. There's a lot of dietitians or credible people who are in the nutrition industry who know what they're talking about. Others, not so much, where you're going to see more of those fad diets and quick fixes that aren't going to make you healthier. They're going to set you back in the long run.
Why should someone not do a fad diet?
Oh, girlfriend, that's a whole nother topic. But in a nutshell, my opinion on fad diets, there's some quote unquote diets that may be good to help get you motivated, get you started, but it's not, they're not sustainable. You're going to bounce back to old habits. You're not actually making lifelong changes. So learning from credible resources, my favorites are chooseyourplate.gov, eatright.org, definitely anything from a registered dietitian. The scary thing is that anyone can get a nutritionist certification on the internet, but it's not, doesn't mean that they really know what they're talking about. Another good tip is to start a food journal. Just tracking your food and being aware of what you put in your body, I would say for a minimum a week, to really reflect on what you're putting in your body, how it makes you feel when you eat eggs for breakfast versus oatmeal for breakfast, kind of keeping note and really learning how your body feels.
So this isn't counting your calories or using an app like MyFitnessPal. This is just writing down what you're eating and how you feel after you eat it.
Yeah, I like MyFitnessPal. I think that's a great tool. But again, from my experience, I have a lot of people I know who it puts them, people choose the rapid end, and it's just an app that plugs and chugs numbers. And so it puts you at a super low calorie deficit, which again, not sustainable. So I would, I'd rather have you write what you're eating and just be cognizant, not judgmental, just being aware. Awareness is the first thing.
I think we could all do that and learn so much. So I really like that idea.
A real quick tip to just get you started right now, try to eat more whole fruits and vegetables. I know that sounds like a tip you've heard time and time again, but do you really eat 2 servings of whole fruits a day? Do you actually eat 5 servings of vegetables a day? I can speak honestly, I don't always hit that. And I study this stuff and I'm conscious of it, but there's just some days where you're not planning and it's on the go, and take it back to what's simple. Just that one simple tip with less processed foods is going to get you moving in the right direction.
If you're wondering right now, okay, how can I fit 5 servings of vegetables into my day? You could think of it as 1 for breakfast, 2 for lunch, 2 for dinner, or 2 at lunch, 1 for a snack, and then 2 for dinner.
Yeah, that's a great tip. On the flip side, let's say you feel pretty good about your nutrition. You feel that you don't struggle, you've got decent eating habits, and you're ready to kick your fitness into gear. So for fitness, look at, where can you improve? Is it cardiovascular? Is it strength? You want to get stronger. What's worked for you before in the past? What hasn't worked? How many days are you going to exercise? How long are you going to exercise? Again, going back to really researching a credible source, what's the best fitness plan for you, or what's something that you're going to stick to get the results that you're specifically looking for?
And for people that are kind of more starting out, you're not doing anything on a consistent basis, I would worry less about, am I doing the right thing? And more of, am I doing it? Am I doing it at all? Try to find something that you enjoy. Get the habit in place. Have fun with it. And then once you're there, if you're already there, now you should evaluate, I should be adding some more strength into my schedule. Or, I'm not doing cardio enough during the week, or I need to stretch, whatever it is.
Totally 100% agree with that. You've got to establish the habit first. Decide, pick the area, establish the habits, research what you need to know to establish the habits.
So schedule and write out your day is tip number 3. You can schedule and write out the details as much as you want, but you really want to go into a day with some sort of basic plan. What time am I going to wake up? Am I going to work out in the morning? Am I going to work out at lunch? Am I going to work out in the evening? What are you doing for lunch? We all know if you are working 8-to-5 job and you leave home without lunch, it's probably not going to end well. So plan out your day so that you're prepared for lunch, you have healthy snacks, if you're working out after work, make sure you got all your clothes. You know, all of these logistics, they hold people back. It's true. So don't let that be you. Get yourself prepared Sunday night for the next day. Thing that I absolutely have to do to be ready for the next morning is go to sleep at a good time. So make sure you're in bed at a good hour so that you can start the day off strong.
iPhone has a little tracker on it where you can set bedtimes. Like, I want to get 8 hours of sleep, and it will tell you time to go to bed.
Yeah, have you used that?
Yeah, I do use it, and it yells, it's about to go off right now. It's going to say, go to bed, Katie, and if you if you want to get the hours of sleep you said you would. But number two, I wanted to ask you, when, I know you're a to-do list person, when do you write your to-do lists?
I am a diligent to-do list user, and we definitely need to do a podcast on this. I would be all about this business.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a time that I do my to-do list. If anything, the morning, that's when I kind of put it all onto the same page and get ready for the day. But I'm always on my to-do list.
I have to do mine at night or before work, or I am a freaking basket case the next day. Like you said, everything goes out the window. Like, I miss waking up for my workout. I don't pack lunch.
Nowadays, if I don't wake up before Sammy wakes up, that's when I know, like, oh gosh, this day's going to be a mess. Because it means, like, I wake up to her crying before I have to, like, go in there and get her up. I don't even, like, get the chance to brush my own teeth or put my own, you know, contacts in.
Mom life.
Yeah, that's my equivalent of leaving the house without lunch. Even if I don't go to bed at a great hour, if I can just, like, wake up 30 minutes before she does, game changer. So one of the mottos that we live by is fail to plan, plan to fail. We've all been in the situation where shit has hit the fan and you end up eating not so good food for lunch and then you're just not inclined to eat that healthy for dinner, et cetera. So schedule and write out your day so that you're ready to just kill it the next day. Our fourth tip is all about small wins. There's so many small wins that we don't celebrate. You know, if you go to the gym Monday through Friday, you should be proud of yourself. On Friday, you should be like, hey, I did it. This is the lifestyle that I want and I did it. So no matter what it is, eating something healthy for lunch, resisting the donuts at the office, you know, drinking a lot of water, small or big victories, you should really be celebrating them. And one of the best ways to celebrate them is to keep some sort of journal, or your phone, whatever it is that you have with you most of the day, write 1 to 3 small wins each day.
I love to do this, and I make my clients do it all the time. I trained a group of girls, and they love doing this thing because it was as simple as I got black coffee with almond milk at Starbucks today. Yes, I went to Starbucks, but I made a healthier choice. Like, so simple.
Yeah, or there's so many little things. And you know what'll end up happening is you'll start doing stuff just so you can write them down. If I could just make this small little swap at lunch, then I can write it down.
It's like when I write go teach class on my to-do list just so I can cross it off. Like,
I used to write get ready.
Oh.
Just get ready for the day.
All
just
the time.
Just, like, put your clothes on and put your makeup on.
So by 8 a.m., I'm like, 5 things marked off.
Man, I'm so freaking productive this morning. I wanted to go on, like, a small little tangent here about treats versus rewards. I have a neurobiology background, so I just, like, love human nature and the brain. Bear with me. It's not going to be very sciencey. Treats versus rewards. So a lot of us probably use the concept of rewarding ourselves. When you lose 5 pounds, you then go and get a pedicure.
Can we talk real quick about where treat yourself came from? If you haven't already and you're listening and I say treat yourself and you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to YouTube Parks and Rec treat yourself. Not yourself, yo-self.
It's so freaking funny. I love Parks and Rec and they're a perfect example. So when you're trying to form a new habit, let's do a nutrition example, trying to have a healthy breakfast, instead of rewarding yourself for doing that, because if you're rewarding yourself all the time, then you end up doing the action, you end up having a healthy breakfast just so you can reward yourself, when really you want to build this habit on its own. So instead of rewarding yourself, that's not a great way to go about it. You want to treat yourself. So you want to just spontaneously treat yourself with something, obviously, that fits within your goals.
But you're not a dog, so don't give yourself food as a reward every time.
Yeah. when you're cutting back on some unhealthy habits, you can still definitely treat yourself. You just got to think of some fun ways to do it. And that was tip number four. So Katie, if someone asked you, what are 3-4 things that I could do right now to see big changes this year, what would you tell them?
If nutrition is something you want to focus on, definitely logging your food every day. Now, I'm not a fan of counting calories, but I am a fan of self-monitoring and just being aware of your intake. If you can have the discipline to just monitor yourself for 2 weeks, I think you will see huge changes just in your choices and how you feel. Another one is hire a trainer or someone to push you. I don't know. Obviously, I'm a fan of trainers because I am one and you're a personal trainer, but I really see the value in hiring someone who knows more than you do because they're going to put you on the right path.
Another thing to look for in a trainer is someone that you respect their lifestyle. They're likely a couple steps ahead of you, and you think, you know what, I love how they handle things. I love their version of a healthy lifestyle. I think that's one thing you should really look for. You don't necessarily have to idolize them. You just respect where they're at, because whether they're a personal trainer in the gym or you're going to their classes or however they're in your life, just being around them will lift you up.
And then my last tip is join a gym that kind of has a layer of accountability or some sort of penalty or fee if you don't go. Like, I know my sister at her studio in Cincinnati, if you were like a minute late to class, you'd get charged and they wouldn't let you in.
Now, if you love where you go right now and they don't, and there's not that layer of accountability, but you think it'll work for you, ask someone that you can trust, that you know that they're going to do this, and just tell them, hey, if I don't go, charge me $10. You could definitely set this up in your life if it's not already at your gym.
Oh, easily. I have a couple girls that I train right now, and they're a perfect example of this accountability, because there'll be weeks where they're like, oh, I haven't worked out all this week, but they come to the sessions because of the accountability. I don't charge them if they don't, if they cancel, but they know that they have to tell me. They have to come up with some excuse not to come, and that's so much harder than just telling themselves I can't go. It's a lot harder to disappoint someone else.
Yeah, and if you have a trainer or you have a group fitness instructor, you know, that you're going to consistently, hopefully you are, and an accountability partner, give them permission to hold you accountable. Tell them, hey, I am serious about this. I want to work out 5-6 times a week. I want to see you 3 times a week. Charge me if I don't come. Or
call me out.
10 burpees, or call me out. Like, whatever you think. For me, the money is really powerful because I don't want to waste money. I hate wasting money. But for some people, it's like doing 10 burpees in front of the class, that would be like torture to them. So that would be a good piece of motivation for them. So give your trainer or your accountability partner permission to hold you accountable.
Yes, love that.
I love accessories. Whenever I'm starting something new, or if I need a little bit of a jolt into a new habit, accessories always get me excited. So if you don't have a fitness tracker yet, you can get the most simplest Fitbit for like $50. So if that's in your budget, those can be really motivating for a lot of different people. And or buying a new workout outfit. Buy yourself some cute shoes just to get yourself, hey, I'm doing this. I'm ready to go. This is going to happen.
I work out way harder when I have better clothes. Like, I even have to match at my home workouts because it pushes me.
Oh, me too. I mean, call it silly, but I always have a matching outfit on.
Amen. Amen.
We know that you guys can do this. We absolutely know you can do this. So believe in yourself.
Yes. Well, I think that wraps up our tips. Again, if you guys have any questions or comments, send us an email, fitfriendshappyhour@gmail.com, and add us on Instagram @fitfriendshappyhour. I feel like we're kind of begging. We're begging to help. Let us help you, people. It's what we're here for. But for real, hope you guys have an awesome week, and go out there and make it happen. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked today's episode, please share it with a friend or write us a review on iTunes. Find us on Facebook and Instagram @Fit Friends Happy Hour. See you next week.